What is up, you guys? Welcome to Making the Cut. You're back here with your boy Jordy. I just want to start off by saying sorry for the inconsistency lately. It's been killing me too. You guys probably aren't jumping out your pants to hear the next episode, but I know a couple people that, you know, wanted to hear it, and it's just life happens. Nothing too crazy, but, you know, just stuff comes up. Get busy. People get busy. And so I just wanted to apologize for being away for so long. It was like 2 to 3 weeks, longer than normal. And yeah, but I'm glad to be back. I'm happy that I'm back. I'm happy that you're back if you're listening to this. And I can't wait to get into, you know, the next, what, 30, 40 minutes of the podcast. I don't really know how long this will be, but yeah. So so let's get right into it. Obviously, by the title, you know that this is going to be about work ethic and just what I believe it takes to be a successful athlete and volleyball player. And so let's get right into it. So I'm gonna take it back a little bit. So I'm gonna bring it back to about 6th, 7th grade. I used to play basketball. That was when I only played basketball. I previously played soccer, and I had done swimming, and I was pretty decent at both. But, you know, by 6th or 7th grade, I decided, yeah, this, like, basketball is really where I wanted to go. And so that's exactly what I did. And so by then, I wasn't that bad at basketball. I was okay. I picked it up by I picked it up in 4th grade, and I was just continuing. And so by then, I was decent. Our team was very bad, but that's besides the point. That's not what we're here for. So So going into 7th grade year, you know, I'm hyped up. I'm ready, you know, after my 6th grade year, I know what it's about a little bit. And so I'm like, okay. And we go through a bad loss. Loss to a team. I don't really know what team. It's so fuzzy. But I come home and I'm like literally just crying. Like I'm literally just, I'm in my feels. Like I'm feeling it all. Over basketball. Over you know the sport. And I really love that. I was really into it. I was watching it. I would always, you know, be outside. I'd be outside training, I'd be outside dribbling, I'd be shooting, whatever, you name it, I was there, I was doing it. And so I'm like, man, I'm so sick of this. Like, I just want to be good. I want to be the best player on every team that I walk onto. And so that's what I tried to do. That's what I aim to do. So I kid you not. You can ask some of my friends, you can ask all of my family. I was up every day, 5 a.m., every day before school. I promise you it was 5 a.m. because I had the thing. And I'd miss, you know, of course I missed a couple of days, but 5 a.m. every day I was up. I was hitting the weights as a 7th grader, working out, working on just everything that, you know, I thought I knew. And at that point, I really wasn't building much, you know, building much of muscle, but man, I was up every day just putting in the work, trying to put in the work. At that point, it didn't really count for much. But yeah, I was trying and I was doing it and I was getting through it and I was grinding every day. Sometimes I'd even go to the Y after school and I'd play basketball. And so that was what, once I had made the decision to, you know, wake up at 5 a.m. every day, that's when I knew, even if I don't have success in basketball, man, I know I'm going to be good in something else. And look where we are now. But so, yeah, so that was just kind of like a background of that. I've always known that I was going to be something. I just didn't know what. And at that point in time, I was obviously hardcore basketball, all in. I really want this. And that just didn't really turn out. But, you know, I was from the last time I practiced basketball, I was just putting in the work. I was working hard, and I gave it my all until I literally just – it just wasn't for me anymore, you know? And so that was – that's just kind of been me. That's me in everything. That's not just me in sports. I'm literally I go the extra mile in everything. I work everything to the maximum that I can, and I try my hardest in everything. Even in, you know, some of my teammates can tell you in practice, man, I try to get after it in every drill. And if, you know, when I get excited, the handshakes can hurt, the pats on the back can hurt, because I'm so into it. I love competing. Like, competing is like, it's like, I don't know, it's something about it. It just gives you that rush, and I love it. And so I've always just been, you know, a hard worker. Even when, you know, when everybody else is complaining about lifting or doing a specific drill, man, I'm like, all right, bring on. I'm all in. Like, I just want to get better at whatever I'm trying to get better at. And, yeah, so going off of that, 7th, 8th grade, freshman year. I'll take you into this. So freshman year, I played soccer. I quit soccer all through middle school, came back to it my freshman year. And so keep in mind, I'm like so like rusty. I'm so bad compared to all the other guys. Like they're crazy, and they still are crazy. Like they're so really good. And so I come in, I'm like the only little short black kid on the team. And from the first practice, I knew that I would have a lot of fun because I've always just been a long distance running type of guy. Also, during the summer of my So I've just always been, you know, like higher energy, and I could tell the sport was competitive just because just the way the guys carry themselves. You know, they don't talk much. They did a lot. And so I come in, and the first couple of weeks before and like during the matches, you know, I wasn't seeing too much of the field, but I eventually did, because I just, in every practice, man, I just went after it. Even though I guarantee you, I didn't know what half the hell I was doing. Like, I did not know what I was doing half the time, but I guarantee I was trying, and I was trying my hardest. And I think the coach saw that a lot, and I just went full speed, and I tried, and eventually I ended up starting, and I ended up being on the court, on the field, all game, every day, every game. And I know it doesn't mean much for freshman year soccer, but coming back into it and just trying it, man, that's pretty, you know, it's huge. And just putting in the work, like I would, when all the guys would, you know, make fun of me just because of, you know, I just didn't know something, or I didn't do something the normal way, man, I just put my head down and I'd work harder. I'd go harder. I'd go at the best player. And that's partially just because of what basketball taught me about, you know, going at the best player, but also just me, like, just wanting to show, you know, prove my worth and prove that, you know, I'm really here for this. Like, you're not just going to laugh me off, you know? And that's just always been the type of person I've been. Even, you know, playing basketball, when I'm the shortest, you know, a short guy guarding a big guy, man, there's no easy buckets, you know, there's no easy points on this one, on me, at least. You're going to have to work for it. And, yeah. And so, going out of soccer my freshman year, I quit that, I dropped that, and it was basketball. And we had a really, like, really good coaches that really just made us work, man. They really put it on us, like, almost every practice. And we're part of a decent program that was work oriented. I don't care. We were focused on the work, and we were just, you know, really trying to put in the work to everything, in the weight room, in the on the court, in the classroom. And so they put us to work, man. We were in the gym 5, sometimes 6 days a week, Saturday practices, just going after it. We'd get after it, screaming, yelling at each other, cheering for each other, everything. And it was a really fun environment, because that's my environment. I love to compete. I love the seriousness. I don't like to, you know, joke around too much when I'm playing, you know, my sport. I like to, you know, really get after it. And that's, I'm still that way today. I'm a competitor. And so, and I think a lot of that comes from watching, you know, watching basketball, watching the Michael Jordans and the LeBrons and the, you know, the trash talkers, the Allen Iversons, you know, just the people that really, they don't care about your feelings. They're going to go after you. And so going, so, you know, in the in freshman year basketball, man, we got after it every day, coming home sore, just getting after it. And so fast forward into sophomore year, still playing basketball. That's like, that was my only sport at the time. And we were starting our season. And from the jump, I was like, man, I don't know if I really like this coach. You know, I don't know if I'm, you know, really vibing with this coach. But, you know, I'm, of course, going to try. I'm going to keep an open mind just because, you know, he's our coach. Like, I want to be on the team. You know, I'm going to have to, you know, get along with the coach. And so I did. I didn't have any issues with that. But, man, like, throughout the season, it felt like it just got worse. Like, it just felt like it wasn't – we just were on two different agendas. And even when I tried to do everything right, I just couldn't. But that didn't stop me from working hard. And at that point, I had, like, the big hoop dreams, you know, like the NBA somehow, some way type stuff. Yeah, no. But, yeah, even though I didn't get along with that coach, even though we weren't the most compatible, I still came in the gym every day and I got after it. I tried, at least. And I wasn't the best on the court. I wasn't the worst either, but I definitely just, I came and I put my head down and I worked. And I tried. And it did end up, after that season, I did quit basketball just because, you know, it just ruined. Me and the coach's relationship and just how it made me feel about basketball ruined the sport for me. And it just made me not want to play anymore. Luckily, I had a lot of friends telling me, man, you should come out for volleyball. And I was like, okay, like, what do I got to lose? Like, I'm coming off a really bad season of basketball. Like, man, why not, you know? And so I did. And coming into volleyball, it was actually worse than soccer. I had no clue. Like, I had no idea what I was doing. But, like, you know, like any other sport, I just came and I worked. And I put my head down and I got a lot better as a middle. Started off as a middle, probably one of the easier jobs on the court. And I just came in every practice. I didn't know everything. I remember we were doing a digging drill one time. And, man, I either shanked, got hit, or just fell on every ball. But I didn't back down from them. And I was trying. And so, you know, as we kept doing the drill, I kept just getting hit. But every time it got a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. And so that's just what it's all about. Just going into any situation that you have or any situation that you might not want or you might have put yourself in, and just giving it all that you have. If giving it all that, you know, even though this isn't what I want right now, it's character development, and it's going to put me in a great place for the future. And I think that's what, like, one of the most important parts of volleyball, and not even just volleyball, life in general. Like, man, just put your head on and work. Like, eventually your time will come. Like, I remember from the beginning with volleyball, I haven't really had too many struggles. You know, I've always been okay, not always, but coming in, I was like, you know, that dude that jumped high and I could get up and, you know, block, and, you know, nothing was really difficult. But a part that was difficult was the passing. And, man, when I tell you, like, you guys already know, but I struggled for a long time. Passing is probably one of the most fundamental, easiest, in quotations, not easy parts of volleyball. Like, it just, it's difficult. It's more mental than physical, if anything. And so coming into that and, like, realizing if I want to be an outside, I have to pass. You know, it's preferred that I pass. And so, like I said before, just putting my head down and getting after, like, every time I played volleyball, I was looking to get served at, or I was looking to get hit at, just so I could, you know, get better. Like, I just wanted to get better at it, and I wanted to work hard, and I literally just sometimes a lot of times I had a friend that we would literally go, we had club two nights a week, and then we'd, you know, have our club tournaments, and we would literally go sometimes 2-3 times a week, and we would just go and use a serve machine and just have topspins, floats flying at us, and just trying to, you know, pass them. And we'd, you know, of course we'd shank a lot, but, you know, little by little, they started to, you know, get more accurate to the target. And that excited me, you know, working hard excited me. Like, I want to get after it every time I'm on the court. And if, I don't care if I'm in practice, like, especially right now with COVID and stuff, if I see you across the net, you're not my teammate, you're not my friend. Like, I really want to get after you. Like, I really want to, if I can hit over you, man, I'm trying to bomb it straight down. I know I'm not the, you know, the biggest bouncer in the land, but I'm a damn well try. And if I do, you're going to know. You're going to feel it, because I'm going to hit that celebration every single time. And, yeah, man, just working hard in practice is probably one of the most underrated things a player can do, especially as a volleyball player, because I think volleyball players tend to, like, take it easy and coast, and, you know, in this sport. And with basketball, in practice, there's no option to do that. Like, it's a lot more, I think it's because volleyball is more of, like, a team sport, and volleyball is a little bit more of an individual sport. You do need your, you know, teammates, but you don't always. And I think, man, in basketball, you have a lot of focus on you, and you have to, like, perform, and you have to work hard. But in volleyball, like, you can kind of, you sometimes you can take the chill pill, and sometimes you can kind of relax and not, you know, be so serious about it. And I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh, I've never ever, you know, been relaxed in a volleyball practice. No, I have. There's definitely been some times, but a majority of the time I'm looking to compete, and I'm a huge competitor. I'm a huge just, I want to win. Like, I'm a winning, like, guy. I'm a winning person. And, you know, even when I lose in a simple small drill in practice, man, I'm like, I'm pissed. I'm mad, because I'm like, I'm going through all the things I did wrong, and I'm going through all the little things, the big things, the things that I know I'm bad at, things that I know I'm good at that I didn't do. And yeah. And just work ethic in volleyball it's huge, because as a setter, I think I'm not a setter, but, you know, setters out there, as a setter, you have to be, like, on it. And if you're, you know, if you're putting out inconsistent balls, man, you know, there's something's wrong, something's up. And that means you got to get in the gym. And I think I see a lot of setters, man, if they were to just get in and commit to the grind and get it, commit to the process, man, they could be really good and they could be a force to be reckoned with. But a lot of them just, they don't. They, you know, they think, you know, this set's fine or this set's, you know, decent. But if they really got in the gym and really just, not even in the gym, just, you know, all parts of their life, like, there's little things you can do in your life that can make you a better volleyball player. Just watching film and, you know, setting while you're in bed, or, you know, just different things like that. I'm not even a setter and I do that. I'm not sure if that's a huge thing, but I mean, I do it just because it's, you know, every person should be able to set on the court. And I think that's huge. As a, you know, as an outside hitter, I'm constantly thinking about my approach step and how, you know, how I could better the ball in every situation. And kind of because, you know, most outside hitters are kind of like the trash dumpers, you know, like when the help set has to go up, that's mostly the person that they're going to go to. I'm thinking, you know, I'm constantly thinking about what's the best angle, or how can I get this not to six, or how can I, you know, tip this better, tip this, you know, short, you know, middle of the court type, you know, just, you know, different little things that will add up to the big thing. And I think if you truly love a sport and if you truly are passionate about something like volleyball, it's going to be on your mind 24/7 because it's just, it's, first of all, it's fun. Second of all, it's team oriented because, and so like you're constantly thinking about how you can better your teammate and better yourself. And so it's just great. And I think working at something different and working at something big and having your mind on the bigger picture of everything is it's awesome. And yeah, I mean, I know this episode is kind of short. This isn't really, I kind of went off script. I kind of went off plan. And I know it's not the 30-40 minutes that I said it would be, but it's kind of short, and it's kind of just me kind of like spitballing off an idea of off my head and thinking out loud. And I know it's not the most high energy one, but it's definitely just something that I need to get back into it just because I have been away for so long and I don't really want to come off, you know, swinging. You know, I want to gradually get back into it and let you guys know what's coming in the future. And I do have some plans. I do have some ideas that I think if I could, you know, act them out, they really would be great. And I'm really excited. I have a lot of people that, you know, I really want to get on here and I really just want to talk volleyball with. And I'm super excited for it, and I hope you guys are too. And I just want to say thank you for anybody who got to this point in the podcast. I know it wasn't the most exciting one, but hey, you're here. I'm here. And I hope you're having a great day, night, weekend, whenever you listen to this. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you definitely do tune back in because we have some great, I have some great stuff tuned in line, and I'm excited, and I think you should be excited too. So thank you for tuning in and making a cut. This is your boy Jordy, and peace out.